After a year's worth of determined, businesslike planning, I was married in St. Paul in the chapel at Fort Snelling on a certain day, a Saturday, I don't remember the date, in August 1973, the year of Roe v. Wade, Watergate, Billie Jean King beating Bobby Riggs. Meaning a certain day in August this year would be my 40th anniversary celebration, except that marriage did not celebrate a first anniversary. It was a full-blown, big-dollar, churchy wedding with a paid professional wedding planner from Dayton's. Remember Dayton's? With gowns and tuxedos and flowers and a painstakingly compiled guest list as long as my arm and leg. Most of the people we knew in the Discovered Universe were there. All the frills and doodads wedding planners knew about back then were involved, including a filmed gift opening luncheon the next day. Bonnie, my bride, and I were kidnapped immediately following the ceremony by her brother, Jack, a tradition I'd never heard of till that day, and driven around the Twin Cities in a car bigger than your bedroom, drinking champagne and committing various other white-collar crimes of the times, listening to the Allman Brothers Band live at Fillmore East, my new brother-in-law's quadraphonic mix at ear-splitting volume. Remember quadraphonic? We were the last to arrive at the reception in Roseville, and I guess that was the objective. Only my side of the family was surprised by this. Our honeymoon was a week spent water skiing and writing thank you notes at my in-law's cabin near Piers, Minnesota. I can't remember the name of the lake. Fast forward to Saturday, July 3rd, 1976. I married Catherine Taylor Dodge, a.k.a. Dodger. We spent a couple of days planning this. The guest list was strictly word of mouth. The local justice of the peace showed up at my folks' house at 2 o'clock. Dodger and I delivered the creative nonfiction vows we wrote that morning. Our pals to this day, Catherine and David Claggio, stood up for us and signed the requisite paperwork. It was over in 2 minutes. My brother Tom, who was busy fetching the keg, missed the thing by seconds. Our honeymoon is ongoing. Between you and me, well, I don't have to elaborate on the cautionary tale embedded in this story, do I? Get the keg before the justice of the peace arrives